Many folks here are appalled that NMSU's Regents replaced Gary Carruthers with two men who'll cost between two and three times as much. Meanwhile, more high-priced administrative positions are planned, but faculty raises have been rare and small. Originally, the university was Socrates sitting under a tree with younger folks who thought they could learn something from him. As more students came, and maybe Plato started teaching too, they needed someone to collect the trash, or maybe water that tree. Too few school administrators care to recall their origins. I've heard some good things about Chancellor Dan Arvizu. I've also read that he plans to, quote, run NMSU like a business, unquote. I agree with him that New Mexico needs to improve K-12 education and keep improving it. It's central to everything else. A state's financial return on dollars spent on early childhood education is extremely high. I might also agree with the idea of teaching students to think like entrepreneurs. I hope that means creatively or outside the box or open to innovations, as we all should be. But what if it's just teaching students to manipulate others to get absurdly rich? Our capitalist system prizes greed, but greed has unpleasant byproducts. Capitalists readily destroy natural resources or other people's lives for bigger profits. The humanities could help provide some context and ethical balance. A lot of knowledge really matters, even if the payoff isn't obvious. If you don't know history, you end up like Donald Trump, basing decisions on whims. If you're cagier, like Vladimir Putin, you succeed, but with a defective moral compass. Poems don't sell. Reading history won't teach you how to hammer a nail or weld a pipe, or the electronic versions of those. Shakespeare doesn't lecture on antitrust law or arbitrage, but thinking creatively and logically and having a wide and deep base of knowledge can help anyone. Speaking coherently and writing clearly and concisely are incredibly important in any career. And what about scientific research? University scientists used to do independent and relatively unbiased research. They experimented. Sometimes results supported their hypotheses, sometimes not. Now, medical, pharmaceutical, agricultural, and other research is increasingly bought and paid for by corporations. They've spent bundles on their products and ain't real open-minded about how the research will turn out. What might running a university like a business mean in that context? Chancellor Arvizu has his mantra, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, but those won't teach us how to manage their products. And a STEM exists to support something.